T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time for our weekly check-in with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. And it's brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
And Ben, speaking of The Landing in Liberty, we'll be there next Thursday for our draft party. And when we see about 7 quarterbacks taken in the first round, how many of those do you think will go on to be legit NFL quarterbacks?
So you're asking the wrong guy, because I've been reading all these draft guides. I've actually been total hardo loser draftnik guy, like watching clips on YouTube, so I know what I'm talking about. And what I do when I watch these quarterbacks, I find the flaw in all of them. I can make a compelling argument, a better argument, why Caleb Williams isn't going to work. He's not a leader. He's going to lose the locker room. He's soft. Jaden Daniels is too thin. It depends on the running game too much. J.J. McCarthy is a system quarterback. I can go down the list on why all these guys are going to fail. It's harder for me to find one that is going to actually succeed. Usually the way it works, as you guys know, is one of them turns out pretty good. One will be okay, and then a couple of them will be absolutely terrible, will be vomit. So it's a total tossing spaghetti against the wall, which is better than the Ben Maller chicken fingers, which taste better, by the way, at The Landing. The only thing better than the NFL draft is The Landing chicken fingers. I'm sure you'll be eating those on Thursday. But yeah, the quarterback thing, I'm not impressed with any of these guys, but I'm just cynical by nature. So that's part of my problem.
Well, and it could be worse this year if you have 7 in the top, whatever, 15, or 7 in the first round, really. The hit rate's not going to be any better.
Yeah, the thing, too, that I don't know if you guys have noticed this. It seems like the last 10 years or so, I don't know if overdraft's the right word, but I read these scouting reports every year before the college football season. I remember Mac Jones was projected to be a 5th or a 6th round pick. He ended up drafted in the first round. Baker Mayfield they were talking about him being a third round pick. He ends up going the number one pick in the draft. And it seems like that's happened 4 or 5 times the last 10 years, where a guy who was not even supposed to be drafted in the first or second round ends up being drafted in the top 10 of the draft. It's like this, you're just so paranoid about losing out on somebody that could be good, because there used to be guys that were drafted in the second or third round, 'cause that's where they were supposed to be drafted. And they turned out to be pretty good quarterbacks. Now it's like you have to take them in the first round. You can't. No, there's somebody else is going to take them. Like a good example this year is Michael Penix Jr. I like the guy. I like the player. That's one of the guys I like. Michael Penix, I thought he played well in big games. I think he can play at the NFL level and have success. But he's older and he's got a really bad knee. He got hurt a lot in Indiana and Washington. So that's a guy that traditionally you would draft later on because of that. But there are people that are believing he's going to be drafted in the first round next week. So that stuff, it's changed. And I don't like when things change. I like it the way it was.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Speaking of the way things were, Bill Belichick was in the NFL. Now he's not. He's going to be on television with Pat McAfee. Are you buying the slanderous report that came out on ESPN about Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft and all the salacious stuff that went on behind the scenes?
Yeah, I am. I am buying it 100%. I'm right there. I read 4,700 something words, by the way. I counted. That's a lot of words. That's way too many words. We live in the age of X, Twitter, and we can only read like 200 words. That's it. So that was way too many words. But yeah, there's a lot of good juicy stuff in there, and I believe all of it. And how big a dope does Arthur Blank look, by the way, The last 2 years, he didn't even make a run at Lamar Jackson, who went out and won the MVP. And now he's got a mid-30s Kirk Cousins coming off a major injury, and Raheem Morris, who was the definition of stink when he was coaching last time he was head coach, instead of Bill Belichick. So good luck to Arthur Blank. But yeah, the vitriol between Robert Kraft, I buy it. I mean, that stuff, we've heard about that. Like, Robert Kraft is genuinely upset, for, if you believe the word that's being whispered in hushed tones, because he picked Belichick, and Belichick made him look like a donkey because he could have picked Brady, and Brady won a Super Bowl, and he picked Belichick. And so now, of course, as they mentioned in the story, there's paranoia. If Belichick goes off to Atlanta or somewhere and wins a Super Bowl, oh, my God, this will be the worst thing ever for Robert Kraft, and it'll sully his Hall of Fame resume. And so I totally believe that he said, this guy, he'll lie to you. You can't trust him. He's a snake. I believe that.
It also sounds like the power structure turned off some other teams too, that they just, even if he says I'll work with your people, the belief is it's my way or no way, and he wants to run everything. Do you think that's scared off enough teams that there's nobody that would hand over that kind of power to him ever again?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that's true, because everyone's looking out for their own interest, and Belichick, if he's going to bring in Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels and those guys, and he's also going to bring in his old buddies for the front office, all the people that are working there are going to be gone. But the odd thing is, it's like, it's not a government job where, you know, people do this to get government jobs where it's hard to fire them. It's easy to fire coaches. They fire them all the time. So if you hire him and it doesn't work out because he lied to you, just get rid of him. Like, Arthur Blank started Home Depot. He can afford to pay out Bill Belichick if he had to pay out Bill Belichick. It's not that complicated. But I, from talk radio, I would have loved Belichick with Atlanta. It would have been great for us, and I'm only worried about us. And so, I would have liked to have seen that.
Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio here on 610 Sports Radio. And speaking of paying out, Jonte Porter, banned from the NBA for life. I absolutely love that the league is like, get the hell out of here, man. We don't have time for a guy who's, you know, doing this kind of stuff in the league. What'd you think when you heard Jonte Porter, first of all, figuring out who the hell he was, and second of all, banned for life from the NBA?
Yeah, like, this guy is the drum major on the marching band of morons. I mean, it's, you're allowed. Here's the thing I don't get. I understand. I'm a gambler. Like, I get it. I like to bet. I don't bet that much because I don't have a lot, but I bet. And as an NBA player, you are allowed to bet on sports. The only sport you can't bet on is the one you're working in. So if you bet, a lot of gamblers bet because they want the thrill, right? They want the action. Michael Jordan was like that. So you can bet during basketball season, you can bet on the NHL, you can bet on football, college and pro, you can bet all that. The NBA won't care. You can bet as much as you want. They're not going to care. But you can't. This guy, he had a Discord giving out picks. He was working as a tout. I mean, and the thing that, the guy made like $4 million. I'd never heard of the guy till this story. Played in only a handful of games in the NBA for Memphis and Toronto, but he only won like $22,000, but he already had a job paying $400,000, and he gave that up. And it's just, it's craziness. It's nuts. And he's not the only one doing this. There will be others that are going to get dinged on this, who are having some trouble sleeping and whatnot right now. And how about his brother? His brother plays for the Denver Nuggets, and Michael Porter, pretty good player. How many times is he going to be asked about this? And let me guess, his answer will be, I'm just here to talk about basketball. I just want to talk about basketball. That's all I want to talk about.
So which of the gambling companies hires him to be their their picks guy? I mean, shouldn't he just parlay this into a job with one of the one of the gambling companies now?
Yeah. Isn't that what Tim Donaghy did? Tim Donaghy was working for one of the gambling, giving gambling advice out, I believe. So, yeah, that's the natural progression. I'm pretty sure, though, you're not going to be making $400,000 a year doing that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they pay a lot of money to those touts. I know I love the guys that do the infomercials. You know, take my picks, you'll win a boat. You know, those guys are always authentic. You know, they're never wrong with their picks.
Come to me. I'll tell you who else is barely going to play, and they'll get less than 5 minutes, and you can bet on their unders tonight. I think there's a future there for them. I think He finds other end of the bench guys who don't play and predicts their unders.
I would love to be a fly in the room of the oversight guy at DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever, when they saw the $80,000 bet on Jontay Porter. Their eyeballs must have popped out of their head. It's like a teachable moment. Like, if you're a middle-of-the-road star or better, you could probably get away with this. Minus the Discord, right? Minus the Discord thing. But if you're Jontay Porter, you have no chance. Nobody even knows who that guy is. Now they do, but it's craziness. The guy was barely in the NBA. And he was making tons of money.
And I love this because you're going to hear the holy rollers out there tell you, see, this is why gambling is bad. And I go, no, this is why legalized gambling is good, because we're catching these guys. How much of this was going on that we had no idea about before we started the legalized gambling? Now we're catching all these guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, eventually they'll catch. Yeah, you're going to get caught, because the one thing, as we know, casinos do not like is losing money. And in sports betting, from what I know, and I love doing it, and I do it, but the only way the house loses money is with insider trading. So now, is there a way you can do it legally? I know, it's weird. Like, in the Wall Street world, from what I understand, like, Martha Stewart gets dinged for insider trading, but if you work in Congress, you're allowed to do it. So it's like, is there a loophole in sports? Like, maybe if you work for a team, you're allowed. Certain people are allowed to do it. I don't know how that works, but it's wacky, 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 wacky.
Well, Ben, we appreciate the time. As always, 1 week to go till the draft, 1 week to go to the Ben Maller Chicken Fingers, and, of course, what I recommend, the pretzel and the Reuben quesadilla at the landing.
Well, you can do the pretzel and the Reuben quesadilla, but you have to include the Maller Chicken Fingers. Otherwise, that's blasphemy. Okay. And the great thing about the Chicken Fingers, kids love them. Adults love them. It crosses generations. It crosses, I don't care where you come from, rich, poor, everyone loves chicken fingers. They're perfect. Even vegans love chicken fingers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.